Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, just really satisfying couple of days. And I think first and foremost to get the team into a good position, and then sort of go on yesterday and make a big score, and then go on even further this morning was just really pleasing effort. And I'm very proud.
Picked up where you left off this morning, really, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I tried to be. Tried to be positive and sort of tried to carry on a little bit, albeit I knew, you know, it might have been sometimes sort of the next day it can be tough getting yourself in and whatever. So, I just tried to respect the good ball this morning, the first half hour, an hour, and then tried to be positive and, things went well.
You looked an amazing nick from the off. I mean, I remember saying it on commentary and he had about 15, 20 on the boards. This looks like Sam Robson of 2 years ago. You know, you literally looked from the first ball as though everything was in place. Is that how it felt?
Yeah, I felt good the last couple of days, and I timed the ball well, and I did. I felt quite good at the crease, but I think my game's in pretty good order. I haven't actually had that much cricket the last sort of few months. I went to Sydney in November or December. And my plan was to play a bit of grade cricket there, sort of leading into the season here. But I broke my thumb in January, and then so I had a sort of splint on for 5 or 6 weeks. So I didn't do any batting at all, which in hindsight probably wasn't a bad thing. It meant going into pre-season in Cape Town, with the rest of the boys, and then sort of the last few weeks here, I've sort of been refreshed and been raring to go, if you like. So yeah, I feel in a good place. And whatever. And I suppose at the end of the day, as I said, it's just great that we're in a good position in this game now.
Is that your first break really since you broke through with Middlesex? The first time you've had a break from the game to step back and freshen up, as you say? Because last season, peaks and troughs. At times, there were some brilliant runs, but at times, obviously, there was a little barren spell. Do you think the break has helped you freshen up?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was my first sort of extended, couple of months away from the game the last few years. It's been pretty full on. That's just the nature of sort of, of cricket nowadays and tours in the winter and whatever, if you're lucky enough to be selected on those. So that's the way it goes, and that's just the way it is. But I think it's probably has done me good, some good.
There were some brilliant knocks that led to your test call-up. Where does that one rank? Obviously, it's your highest score. Is that the best? Putting the opposition into context, the time of year, the pitch, and the fact that it's your highest score.
Yeah, I think it's probably hard sort of saying, your best and whatever and things like that. But, it was right up there. I felt, as I said, I felt good, all sort of yesterday and then this morning. And, it was just a pleasing sort of couple of days, really, because, you do want to get off to a good start. Mm. Obviously, as a team, the last few years we've been lucky. We have played good cricket at the start of the year, but also personally, you want to start off well. So, it's been a pleasing couple of days.
Just a word on the pitch and the match situation. At the halfway point, the close of the second day, they're 4 down, 100-odd on the boards. Pitch is doing a little bit out there, isn't it? There's one or two keeping low, one or two that seem to get big as well. Perhaps even one or two that stopped. Certainly, I thought there were one or two early on in you, and Trot today had one that stopped them, and it seems.
Definitely, yeah. I think, to be honest, I think it's a fairly typical sort of early season Lord's pitch. I think if the sun's out, and you bowl loose balls, you can put them away as a batter, and you can certainly bat on it. It's a good wicket to bat on when you get in and whatever. But I think it was cloudier today and even yesterday. I think if you put the ball in the right area, there are definitely good balls out there. So if we can bowl well in the morning, and bowl tight and whatever, and keep things quiet, I think there'll be opportunities.